and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Sorry I hurt your feelings yesterday, even though I was telling you the truth and just trying to be a good friend.
I was a little bit sensitive, yes, and I am sensitive about that. I got busted feet. I've got like a skin thing, and it affects my nails, and It makes my feet ugly.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven.
Mm-hmm.
So, Raven, if you are so sensitive about your feet,
right,
which were look like claws of an elephant.
Elephants have claws?
I don't know, but like imagine like elephant feet, how they're like those bricks with those really like...
Barney Rubble.
Yeah.
It's like the Flintstones.
Yeah.
Right.
We're sitting in a meeting, and I, you know, because the way we sit in the studio, I don't see Raven's feet. And we're sitting in a meeting, and all of a sudden I look over, I'm like, oh my God.
And it was, you know, you're tired at that time of day too, so your head is hanging low.
Right.
Right there, so you got a good view of it. The answer twofold as to why I wore sandals yesterday. First off, it was hot. Like wicked hot outside. Second off, the other reason is all my socks were at the new house and we don't move into the new house until today. So I ran out of socks.
So you thought it would be better to wear and offend everybody with your feet?
I had to break them out.
Instead of maybe just putting on your shoes with
they
no
they looked good before I went
socks?
To Cancun, then they got a little beat up. So my nails, like I have to take good care of them. And if I don't, like, I mean, I'm just like a guy. So I run into stuff all the time. My feet is busted, yo.
I know it's a double standard, I guess that's what I'm looking for.
Right.
Because I wear sandals all the time.
And you want girls' feet to be pretty and the colors
but
and all that.
But I don't like when guys wear sandals. I don't like mandals. I think that they look weird on guys. I think that they're terrible. I think that it's a terrible fashion trend for men.
Well, there's different ones, right? There's the ones that wrap all around, like they're athletic sandals or whatever. Those are kind of ridiculous. It's like a claw on your foot.
It's like if you're already going to take the extra step to wear a sneaker, except that it's got cutouts on it, then what are you trying to prove?
Just put some holes in your sneakers or get one of those ones that vents. Those are called Air Jesuses. That's what I always called those. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When you want to get athletic, but you've got that sandal type look.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the socks with sandals, which everybody advises against, but you know I'm down with. That's a hood thing.
I know you wear that too, which is weird. I don't like any sandals on guys. Like even the ones that what are the worst ones? Like when guys wear Crocs, like even those bother me. Like, stop
Crocs
it.
Crocs is a shoe that if you're not working as a nurse or in a kitchen where a rubber sole shoe, something that, you know, can get dirty all
or
the time is
under
good.
Under 5 years old.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Any other time other than that is not all right. When we get to the point where we want to wear clothes that we can actually hose off in front of our house to get clean, that's not the way to go.
My husband is a handsome man, but when he puts his flip-flops on, it irks me because he's
Which style does he wear? Does he wear the sandals or does he wear, like, the thin, regular flip-flops that girls wear?
He wears, like,
because that's weird when guys wear those too.
The rubber flip-flops.
The like $2 Old Navy ones?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Weird.
Because, you know, guys have in general really funky feet. So like his big toe crosses over the next toe. And it makes me wonder. I'm like,
he's
what
a big guy.
Doing? He's a big guy. I'm like, I don't
so,
know.
So, you know, his feet probably don't normally fit in his regular sneakers. And that's what's happened to him over the years. His toes have given up themselves. They've sacrificed themselves as a, like an evolutionary step so he can continue to remain upright and keep walking. This is what you've done to him, man.
Right.
That's what you've done to him.
I think we ban mandals. Like, guys, stop wearing mandals. Stop.
Free your feet, dude, when you
Free
need
your feet.
To. Free your feet when you need to. I'm just going to say it.
If anybody
Talons
disagrees,
1-800-330-9999.
I think we should, as a, a collective world, say no more mandals.
Rock the confidence.
Yeah.
And that's what I had to do yesterday until you smashed it like a glass trophy of my heart.
So crusty.
And soul. You broke it in case of emergency to make yourself feel
better. We're discussing guys that wear sandals, a.k.a. mandals, because Raven wore them yesterday and it was horrifying.
I rocked it.
Ugh.
I did what was necessary. I was out of socks.
Oh, it was something. It was a sight to behold. 1-800-330-9999. Tiana and Raven, mandals, yay or nay? What do you think?
So, well, let's be honest here. There's some women out there who shouldn't be wearing sandals either. Their feet are pretty gnarly. So, you know, gotta kind of give them a break. But I agree with you. Most men's feet are pretty gross. So,
right, it's true. If you want to take the extra step to go get a pedicure or just to clean up your feet yourself and make them presentable, then yeah, you know what? Go for it. But if you're going to come in here and offend me with that crust and the broken nails, one was jagged. You could have ripped open my chest if you accidentally gave me a kung fu kick.
Well, you know what? I mean, accidentally, you don't normally accidentally kung fu kick somebody 4 feet in the air. So, I mean, at that point, I'm looking at it as a weapon that I'm carrying that you weren't able to pat me down for ahead of time.
Ugh.
I agree.
Yep.
No sandals for men.
See, I'm telling you, everybody's on my side here. You need to never wear mandals again.
I will rock them if I need to. And if I ever rock the Adidas sandals, I'll do it with socks.
Well, it might be safer that way, you know? If you want to chime in on this, give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Mandals, what are your thoughts?
Better.